Thousands of people flood into the subway stations here in Montreal every day, and often enough, they get to hear live music as they pass through the cement hallways of our metro. Over the next half an hour, you'll be hearing the first part of a two-part series about the musicians who perform in the metro stations of Montreal. I hope you enjoy the music and insights and words of a small number of the dozens of performers that turn the hallways of Berry-UQAM, Lionel-Creul, Quai Concordia, and other metro stations into their own clubs and concert halls.
Je joue dans le métro.
Oui.
C'est un moyen de gagner ma vie, oui. En partie.
Alors, depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous jouez le guitare?
Oh, depuis l'âge de 12 ans.
Oh, vraiment? Mmh. Wow! Pourquoi là, est-ce que vous avez commencé? Juste...
Ben, pourquoi j'ai commencé?
Oui.
Ouf, parce que j'ai vu les Beatles puis je voulais faire pareil.
Vraiment?
Là, j'ai 14 ans.
Oui.
Non, maintenant, j'ai 51 ans. Puis, c'est sûr, j'ai commencé à jouer de la musique parce que c'est quelque chose qui me fascinait quand j'entendais le pop, la musique pop.
Et c'est quoi la réaction des personnes qui te voient jouer ici?
Oh, c'est toutes sortes de réactions. Il y a des gens qui sont complètement indifférents. Mm-hmm. Il y a des gens, ça les touche un petit peu, mais pas plus que ça. Il y a quand même une bonne proportion de gens qui apprécient bien ce qu'on fait dans le métro. Quand ils sont capables de nous donner un petit peu d'argent, ben ils le font. Des fois, j'ai l'impression que quand je joue ces vieilles chansons des Beatles, ça fait passer date un peu, mais non. Ça finit toujours par trouver une oreille attentive. Sometimes a troublesome other Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my house of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Oh, yeah. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom,
broken up. People living in the water green. I see. There will be an answer. Let it begins. For though they may be part, there is still a chance that they will see him. There will be an end. Let it be. Oh, yeah. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There will be an end. Let it be.
But now I don't have a djembe anymore. It was broken last time I came back from BC in the nice luggage compartment in the bus, but it happens. So I gave it to some guy because I was so devastated, and at least he's using it, I hope. But the Gaelic song is like Kakaran Gulach. There's a collection of Putumayo as a record label that's specializing in world beat, world music, and I had a compilation. This is where I got it. I don't know exactly the name of the artist though. Kakarang, kakarang, kakarang gulach, kakarang nuh, hoire prongia, kochia korko, kochia kyurich, kochia luspi, hei. Kakaran, kakaran gulach, kakaran nuz, honire promia, kochia korko, kochia kyurich, kochia luspi, hei. I like it. It really finds my heart. Even if I don't really know all of the meaning, it like some of my soul remembers.
Yeah. Lullabies, I find, are always like that. Like you can just kind of feel something about the meter if you don't understand.
They talk to the child in you, so you know, gibberish is something that makes sense to a child. Yeah. You know? But we have to figure it out with the cognitive and the rational and stuff. But I long to undo the ego that I built and to become a child again. Instead of growing old, I want to grow young. A bit like Rod Stewart. Forever young.
How does it work organization-wise? Like, how do you guys organize yourselves?
Officially, this is like you have to work under a blue sign. With this symbol means that you can play music there. It's a tolerated spot. You don't need a permit as opposed to outside, but you need to be respecting the rules, which are No sitting, no gathering of people, no alcohol, cigarettes, no lewd comments or harassing or insisting towards people. And also, you know, to have a positive outlook upon the way and the attitude that you're actually, you know, putting into what you're doing.
And are these rules, are they set by STM or are they?
They're enforced by the authorities, yeah, that are in the metro. As far as the 6 a.m. till 11 p.m. go, and the spot and these rules that I told you about. But as far as the musicians are concerned, officially it's a first come, first serve thing. If I wanted to stay here for 4 hours, I could, according to the rules of the metro. But then I would be not really popular amongst the musicians because for the past decade, I think, they have a little thing that they put underneath here. And you come, and the first that comes in the morning sets it, 7:30, 9:30, 9:30. And so you put your name, me, it's a little symbolic thing, you know, with a face and a little kitty. And so usually it's a 2 hour shift, and you can't play more than once each metro each day. You can like run around and do several metros.
It's a very public space that you play in,
and
what do you feel your role is in this public space?
Cheering up the people, especially early in the morning. I give them the incentive to raise their heads instead of going to work like this, like most people do, or some are like sleepwalkers, or even maybe it sounds a bit pejorative, but zombies. Some are like, you know, you hear like first it's like really quiet, then it starts bum bum. That's the sound of the metros, and then first wave. And I wouldn't sound like, you know, nice if I would say that, but like robot wave A almost, you know, because even I was working in the call center. You have to, you know, even on a voluntary basis or on I don't know, you can't do anything else, so you give in or whatever. But, you know, working class is not always obvious. So I try to give them, you know, a happy, cheerful, little jolly jingle to go to work, you know, so. Most of the people, after a while, since I've been here a long time, they consider maybe the good vibe that I give them, and they smile back, and you know, you look for eye contact, and sometimes nonverbal communication, because early in the morning people are not really talkative, and blah, blah. So.
And how do you feel people react to you differently than they react to other people who work in public
space?
Like, I mean, there are people who collect money from ticket meters. There are people who work selling tickets here. There are all kinds of people that work in public space. How is the reaction different towards
it's
musicians?
It's very, very, like you have all sorts of reactions, all based on the social layer, if I might say, or the background, or even the compatibility, or even sometimes the prejudices, because like, because of the maybe eccentrical appearance to some people, it's like, I'm like group A and they're in group B, and you know, we're not to be, or some other people, they have a favorable prejudice, and some, they don't really give a damn, forgive the expression, or they couldn't care less, you know? And some, it's like, at least he's doing something because they have a prejudice against those that are actually panning, you know, panhandling. You know?
Did you find that a lot of people that react that way? That
like how, too
what do you,
many.
What do you think is the difference between the people interact with you and how people react with panhandlers?
I couldn't dare say because, you know, even if I, when I travel, sometimes resort to panhandling as a last resort, you know. I myself, you know, I wouldn't say that it's false pride, but, you know, I want to feel that I'm not begging towards people, even if I don't judge those that do, because I did when I had to. Now I want to be offering a cultural service, you know, for a cheap price that's on a voluntary basis. So at least people pay according to how much they're entertained or something, or how much they can afford. Even like if people smile, I even take time to say it's worth more than gold, because it's not only about money, you know. As Frank Zappa would say, we're only in it for the money. No, not. Because I could be like doing what I call commercial prostitution and do like cheap little jingles and record them and sell them. And I do also illustrations. I could like do postcards and repetitively sell them for a basis price and whatever. But I choose this. But I couldn't say I'm representative. Like people, the way they react to me would be so different from the way they react. Like some people prefer guitar. I sing a cappella. Some people comment, say, where's your guitar? Because they can't appreciate that, or they don't like the repertoire. Some people would say like, oh, I really love the song because I sing, for instance, What a Wonderful World, or blah, blah. So it all depends on who's who and the compatible issue.
Yeah. And, well, you mentioned a bit about how people have prejudices, like when they walk by, about musicians who play in the metro. What do you think are some common misconceptions or myths surrounding
that I'm down and out? That I'm a drug addict? as opposed to maybe being a drug user for recreational purposes, or maybe as just a straight person, but no, because you can't dissociate music from dope.
I know that in the past few years, in some cities, it's become illegal to perform in public. Like, I'm pretty sure in New York City, you can't perform on the streets anymore.
Oh, damn.
And what do you think about that? Like, how important do you feel it is for there to be music in the streets?
I have a hard time accepting that, because we're already supposedly in a free country, and even in a free continent. But less and less, especially in the post 9/11 world, I don't want to sound political, I'm not. Really, really not politically involved. Yes, I have like opinions that might be considered political, but let's not digress. But what I mean is, you know, one person's freedom is supposed to begin and then end where the other person's begins. And like, so who am I harming? You know, can I say to the guy that's working a big pile driver, would you cut it out? It's noise pollution. No, because it needs to be done because of other purposes that are implied. Can I say to the guy with the car, can you stop pumping that pollution up my face? But how come are we picking on smokers, you know? And so who's who to say what's acceptable and what's not? So I don't want to make a big issue because it's a touchy thing, but you know what I'm saying, you know? What harm does it imply? I don't know, live and let live. People should be free, you know? I consider myself free. But with great freedom comes great responsibility too. And then maybe as you're leaving, one of my own songs in English. Oh. The legend of a vampire that relinquishes immortality because of the loneliness in eternity. So decides to hunt down the sun.
Oh, I thought that was the title.
And wants wow. No, it's called From Gehenna to Golconda, which is actually, Gehenna is the end days for vampires, and Golconda is finding the way to have peace and not have to have the hunger for blood anymore, in the metaphoric speak, you know. So he finds the sun and wants to actually die so he can move on, so the soul can go far. Anyways, so I'll part with you with my song, an excerpt of my song, and but I say part meaning that I'm going back to this, but feel free to stick around if you want to listen to the whole thing. Remind me of your name again.
Caitlin.
Yeah. How could I forget? I'm Kareem, call me Caitlin, in memory of my three kidneys, because the street is somewhat of a hard place to be still. And two were abducted, and one the guy lent it to me to see if he had a hard time letting go of the cat, and then the street and the winter climate being something that he was fearful of being too much for the cat to handle, took the cat back. But I'm gonna get another one. Okay, so the song goes a bit like this. As time goes by and friendships die, as loved ones bloom with us away, I gasp for air and wonder why I long for yesterday. As memories fly and soar, I cry, a full moon glooms to my dismay. While I stand there under a sky so warm, innocent, gray. Drifting alone about the land, gazing, crying along the way. Head raised and eyes probing to find that shiny star which heralds the day. This mortal coil that is my shell decays slowly as dawns a new day. Trapped in the spoils of my own hell, I let the sun dry me away. From Gehenna to Golconda. From Gehenna. Then usually there's a big screech to portray the vampire dying under the sun. Like a bit like death metal, like Cradle of Filth or bands like that. I don't know if you're familiar with such styles. But in the metro, it wouldn't be really proper. So I toned it down. By the way, you have to record the stating of me saying that these lyrics and musical notes are copyrighted. So please use freely, but don't make profit on my back.
Un accordéon.
Un accordéon, c'est vraiment.
Depuis combien de temps?
Oui.
Oh, ça me fait vieillir. Depuis que je suis jeune. Mais moi, j'ai tout le temps été pianiste. Hein, mais mon père, à un moment donné, il arrive avec une boîte, tout ça. Pas comme ça, non, mais. Puis un accordéon. C'est une merde. J'ai dit à mon père, moi, je suis pianiste. J'ai dit, je sais pas jouer l'accordéon. Ouais, il dit, tu vas aller prendre des cours. Fait que j'ai été prendre des cours. C'est ça, moi, je continue à faire de la musique avec l'accordéon et le piano aussi, à l'occasion, indépendamment des engagements que j'ai. C'est ça. C'est ma vie.
J'aime beaucoup l'accordéon, mais il n'y a pas beaucoup de personnes qui le jouent maintenant.
Ah, il y en a pas beaucoup, mais ça commence à se faire connaître. Beaucoup de personnes commencent à découvrir l'accordéon, puis se familiariser avec. Parce que beaucoup m'en parlent. Oui? C'est spécial l'accordéon. C'est un instrument complet, hein? Complet parce que tu as un côté qui joue la mélodie, les accords, c'est complet.
Mon première question, c'est pourquoi est-ce que vous jouez dans le métro?
Parce qu'il n'y a pas de travail pour les musiciens.
Ok. Depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous êtes
musicien? Ça fait 10 ans.
10 ans.
Et je suis musicien depuis que j'ai né, mais dans le métro, ça fait 10 ans que je joue.
Wow. Et avant le métro?
Avant le métro, je jouais dans les groupes, dans l'orchestre. Parce que je viens de Cuba, et puis... mais je joue avec un groupe aussi. Je fais des spectacles, pas dans le métro, en dehors du métro, un spectacle avec un orchestre.
Et c'est quoi la réaction des personnes qui te voient jouer dans le métro?
Comment, la quoi?
C'est quoi la réaction?
La réaction, les gens qui jouent?
Oui.
Bon, les gens trouvent des fois que ça donne un peu la patience à les gens qui passent trop pressés. Ça les donne la détente de penser dans son voyage. Des autres qui l'écoutent, c'est bon de sentir la musique. Des autres qui n'ont pas l'argent, des autres qui n'aiment pas ça. Mais la plupart des gens sont coopératifs, ils sont très bénévoles pour coopérer avec les musiciens de métro. Il y a beaucoup qui n'aiment pas ça, mais il y a beaucoup qui aiment ça. C'est tout organisé, il faut respecter les doigts de la personne qui joue, parce qu'il y a un tableau qui dit que tu as droit de jouer, il faut respecter les doigts chacune. Et puis je respecte les autres, mais il y a des gens qui ne me respectent pas. Des fois, il y a un petit pouce de racisme aussi, des gens qui n'aiment pas ça, voir des noirs qui jouent à le métro.
Vraiment?
Il y a des gens qui n'aiment pas ça. Pas tout le monde, mais il y a.
Une autre chanson que je parle?
Ah, si tu savais, je ne peux pas jouer parce que ce n'est pas mon guitare. Ça fait des semaines que je ne peux pas capable de chanter parce que cette guitare... Ay Dios, que no puedo olvidarme del corazón. Si me quiero olvidar, yo no quiero olvidar. Si me quieres sufrir, yo no quiero morir. Si mi amor se va lejos, yo no quiero olvidar. Que un cariño sincero no me puede matar. Oye, si tus penas se van, no dirán con mi amor. Yo no sé si mi querido, mi pueblo llegará. Ay, qué día pasará, otro día volverá. Oye, yo no sé y no puedo olvidar. Arará, 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 arará.
Hallelujah, my sweet Lord. Hallelujah, oh my Lord. Hallelujah. to think or to realize why you are on earth for something, you know?
Yeah.
I was born with that, the feeling to play music. And I go plumbing, you know?
Yeah.
I used to be plumber all my life.
Yeah.
And after almost 20 years at the city of Montreal, I quit my job and I go on the guitar. See? I'm not only doing that for money.
Sure, doing that for money.
I know it's more than that.